You're with SBS Radio.
For newlyweds Qi Cang and Deng Chengfei, who are expecting a baby in 4 months, this should be the happiest time of their lives.
I can't fall asleep every night. I have to cry for a long time. I'm carrying a baby now, and I miss my husband very, very much. Sorry. It's just very, very difficult to describe. I'm sorry.
While Ms. Qi, an Australian resident, was permitted to return to Tasmania from China earlier this month, her husband was not able to join her despite the pair being married. That's a decision Ms. Qi has struggled with, given the Home Affairs website says immediate family members of permanent residents and Australian citizens, including spouses, are permitted to return to the country during the coronavirus travel ban. Now, the couple have discovered that Mr. Deng's student visa, which was set to expire in mid-March, has been cancelled without any notice provided.
It's not only astonished. I was just speechless, helpless, thinking. I think I was thinking of nothing. I was just sat there and just stayed for a couple of minutes.
Kirk Yan is a Melbourne-based migration agent and says he's aware of at least 30 similar cases.
I think from the very beginning of this policy announcement, travel ban, it seems there's not very consistent coordination between different departments on how to implement this travel ban. And I just really hope the government can get, you know, more clear, you know, guidance.
For Zisun Wong, who was on a student visa, it's a similar tale. She was not permitted to leave China for Melbourne on February the 7th, despite being married to her Australian husband, Lachlan McLean Cross, since December. Her visa has now been cancelled, and she says she feels people like her have been punished, despite doing nothing wrong.
I'm seeking the online therapy, and because I feel depressed a lot, and I'm a little bit scared of the life in Australia in the future, and I don't want to live in a country where try to break me down. And I feel like this is an immigration country, and they have to respect all the immigrants, but I didn't feel the respect.
The Home Affairs Department did not respond to a request for comment on its website. The department says arrangements will be made to reinstate visas as appropriate following the lifting of those enhanced border control measures. For now, though, couples like Qi Cang and Deng Chengfei say they feel uncertain and worried about the future. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.